When learning a different way of doing something that's so ingrained in your everyday life, it can be really hard to have the right words to say or know what the right thing to do is when faced with new situations. This is especially true of early intervention therapists as they learn ways of enhancing their practice with coaching. When you're moving from a very hands-on approach to stepping back and helping the family member or caregiver be hands-on, you might be at a loss. How do I tell them they're doing something wrong? How do I encourage what they're doing that is right? What if I'm thrown by a new idea or update about what the family's doing when I'm not here? Enter coaching sentence starters. These were compiled by a special instructor after many years of learning coaching himself and then also through coaching new coaches. Along the way, many thought his words are magic, but he admits they came from lots of experiences and the idea that sometimes saying nothing and waiting can be the best course of action. As we know, one of the first important skills for a new coach is to find a way to give feedback that is meaningful to caregivers. So just like for little kids saying, "great job," to the adult learner might feel good in the short term, but in the long term, it doesn't really tell them what they did that was good. So saying, "I liked how you were able to blank when you did blank," or "the way that you did this was exactly what we just practiced." This is really going to help with whatever it is you think it'll help with. This really helps the caregiver know exactly what you thought they should keep doing. And if there was something in there that wasn't great, reinforcing with feedback what is working will likely help that person continue to do that thing. Another skill for a coach is to help the caregiver reflect on what is working and or isn't working and how it's going for them. So starting with, "I wonder what would happen if," helps introduce changes to what they are doing in a non-judgmental way. "How is that for you when blank?" gives them the opportunity to express either discomfort or disapproval with the direction of the intervention, or maybe not. Your reflections back to the caregiver are vital. When you think your perceptions of what they said are accurate, you can offer a "so from your point of view" and reflect what you heard them say, or "you believe" to help reflect what you're hearing. If you're unsure, you can say, "let me see if I understand." If you're having trouble understanding the perspective, try, "I think what I hear you're saying," or "it seems to me that." And when in doubt, if you do not know what to ask, the best thing to do is ask for more information. A "that's interesting, tell me more" can go a long way to buy you some time and give you more to work with to provide some feedback. Using these coaching sentence starters will help you find the right words to facilitate effective coaching. As you use these, you'll get more comfortable with them, or you'll come up with ones that really work for you. So give them a try.